That was the track Says Forever by a Japanese band known as GARP. That was GRP GARP. I haven't been able to find any information about them online anywhere. It's probably partially because the CD came out in the mid-2000s and the website wasn't really popular back then. But it was like genuinely one of those occasions where I just like bought a CD for $5 only because of the cover artwork. And in this case, it wasn't beautiful. Yeah, the cover artwork was actually kind of hideous, I would say. Before that, we have Leah Yoshizawa with the track For Real, and that one was from 1999. I do love how that horn sounded. Oh yeah. And before that, of course, that was Endless Summer Nude. Up next, we're going to have a very special track. This one came out just a few years back. This one's called Milabo. It was by a very popular Japanese music group called Zutto Mayonaka Demo I. We'll be right back. Neon Light that came out in 2019 by Toto Hashimiya. Before that, Hysteria Girl by PSYQUI. And yeah, I still don't know how to pronounce that name correctly. PSYQUI, if you're listening, you need to give us old DJ a clarification of how to pronounce your name, because we don't know, and it's just way too hard for someone attending CMU, I guess. And before that, we had a track called Milabo or Mirable, but I have one very important correction to make. The artist name was actually Zutomaya Nakade Inuni, or if only it was always midnight. That was my translation. Very cool band, very cool band. Up next, we're going to have a very fast jazz funk joint called Say What by Platinum 900. That was from 1997. We'll be right back.
Davis walked off the stage. So what the folks are saying? Well, yes, he did leave the stage. So now the solo was over. Courtney walked off the stage. So what the folks are saying? Well, yes, the boss left the stage. Cream now don't sign now, because they have to rehearse. Although we know they are masters, they get a real groovy sound. I knew we had to demand it, but just the ball left the stage. So now the solos are over, and if you can figure it out, then crew, I'd like to help you.
song Red Lines by the Japanese jazz vocalist Yasuko Ogawa. And Yasuko was actually not only popular among the jazz listeners, but she was also very popular among pop music listeners as well. And before that, we had Cool Drive Makers with So What, a very cool interpretation of Miles Davis's jazz standard of the same name. And before that, we have the track What Is LH by Leghead. This group was actually just formed a couple of years ago and was one of the brightest new stars in the Japanese fusion scene today. Up next, we have the song Love Thing by the band Symbols, and this one is from the year 2003. Breakthrough by the Blues from 2005. The Japanese bossa nova guitarist vocalist anything Saigenji. It was the LP year 2005 album. And let me tell you what, there's one thing in the world that I want.
Before that's Love Life.
It's gotta be the LP edition of
by Orange Pickup.
Oh yeah, that was 2002. That I could never.
Well, that's one year later. 2003. Love Life by Orange Pickup. That one was
Love Year 2002. And before that,
we're gonna have very last
one year later. 2003.
Nice show.
Symbols.
We have Love
the music.
And next, we're gonna have the last track of tonight.
This is Jay Lee,
and I'm gonna sign off.
And I see you go again,
guys. A very good night.
Hereby wishes you a very good rest of your weekend next week.
Start of your next week.
And the rest of the weekend. To WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
This is DJ
Summer
Lee.
Love.
Sign off.
Jazz and Park.
Every one of you.
2007.
A good night.
Album.
We are together.
And those
now, this one, of course, is dedicated
Summer
to
Love
all of
by
the
Jazz and
Summer Days from the album.
You're listening
we
to
are together.
Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
And this is dedicated
DJ Lee,
to all the
sweet
sign off.
Summer
you can
days.
Catch me next Saturday from 10 to 11 p.m.
I got a feeling I'm about to love you all the time. I wait.
Track Says Forever by a Japanese band known as GARP. That was GRP GARP. I don't know who came up with that name, but I could tell you what, it was a great one because I haven't been able to find any information about them online anywhere. It's probably partially because the CD came out in the mid-2000s and the website wasn't really popular back then. But it was like genuinely one of those occasions where I just like bought a CD for $5 only because of the cover art. And in this case, it wasn't beautiful. Yeah, the cover art was actually kind of hideous, I would say. Before that, we have Leah Yoshizawa with the track For Real, and that one was from 1999. I do love how that horn sounded. Oh yeah. And before that, of course, that was Endless Summer Nude. Up next, we're going to have a very special track. This one came out just a few years back. This one's called Milabo. It was by a very popular Japanese music group called Zutto Mayonaka Demo I. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm.